A recent survey by FRS Recruitment has found that the rising cost of living is impacting the employment market here in Kerry. It's a wide-ranging survey covering everything from recruitment to salaries to the impacts of artificial intelligence on jobs. Well, here to tell us more about the findings, I'm joined now by General Manager of FRS Recruitment, Lynn McCormack. Lynn, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Mary.
So FRS has carried out some very interesting research, the rising cost of living and about how that's affecting the employment market here in Kerry, and feedback from employers saying that it has impacted their recruitment outlook.
Yeah, that's correct. At FRS Recruitment, we've been running this piece of research and this survey since 2009. And it's really just to look at the trends and topics with employers and employees right across the country. And it was really interesting to see that from an employer's perspective. Like, look, from an employer's perspective, they were saying, you know, inflation has impacted their recruitment outlook. But then in contrast, if you look, 3 out of 4 employers nationally are either hiring right now or in the next 3 months. So, you know, there is some positive news as well.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at some of the feedback from those employers here in Kerry, some of them are looking to get their employees back into the office to spend more time there.
Yeah, and we've seen that, and that was a national trend right across the country. I think, you know, post-COVID times and remote working, it become a bit of an expectation with employees. But you've seen employers there having that bit of a push to press people back to the office. But then what was contradictory is workers felt they were more productive at home, and a lot of employers actually agreed with that. So I think it's really trying to strike the balance with, you know, if people are comfortable and productive at home and can do their job efficiently at home, to allow that. But also, I think a lot of employers are trying to get that connection with people, that face-to-face interaction that you just don't get through a video screen or over the phone.
Mm. And with the cost of living then, those that are working from home, some of them are looking to actually get back into the office because they want to keep down their heating and power costs at home.
Yeah, and do you know what? A lot of things that came true in terms of the trends and the stats that came true were kind of tied back to cost of living, really. So there was a lot of factors there. We ask a question every year, and we have been doing since 2009, in terms of what's important to people and what's their top priority, either in their current job and when they're looking for a job. And salary came out very, very strong this year. You know, and I think a lot of that would be pressures on salary and attributed back to the cost of living. So not only are people looking at the salary that they're on now, but also looking at what percentage of an increase would they look at to move jobs. Then we also look at stats around, do people think they're paid fairly in the role that they're in at the moment, or are they planning to ask for a pay rise? And I think, you know, that squeeze in terms of the cost of living has shone a light around the salary. And I suppose when we ask these questions, it's about sentiment and feeling and what's important to people. But salary certainly came out on top this year.
And that would have been the same here in Kerry. Salary would have been a big one for employees.
Yeah, well, what we had seen is 67% of people in Kerry said that they would change their job for a salary less than 25%. 40% of people felt that their salary didn't fairly reflect their current position.
Okay. And looking at the flip side then, when it comes to the employers, many of them are saying that salary is a big driver for people leaving, whether, you know, they're moving to another job or perhaps retiring.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we looked at the Kerry region around that topic, 62% of employers said that they had seen more attrition in the workforce this year. And then nearly 42% of those said the main driver for that was salary.
Sticking with the salary then, a lot of people, when it comes to looking at going for a job, if job information doesn't have the salary on it, they tend not to go for it.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of rings true to what we would see every day in recruitment. And even just kind of honing in there on the Kerry region, 74% of people said that if there was a lack of salary information, it would put them off applying for a role. Look, we talk to hundreds of employers every day, and we would always advise them to be kind of upfront and transparent about the salary where possible, because we've seen even trends ourselves, you get an awful lot more applications and interest if you're upfront with that information.
And when it comes to employees moving, we've been hearing for a while, you know, it's a real employees market, plenty of jobs out there, not enough people to fill them. Are we seeing that in Kerry? Are people still moving about, or are they thinking about moving about?
We are, yeah, and I think Kerry would be in line with the national trend with that. I think, we're in a bit of a different space now. Earlier in the year, coming off the back of late last year, early this year, there was a lot of talk about the tech layoffs and what was going to happen in the market. And even if you didn't work in tech yourself, I think it just started to have a bit of inertia in terms of a bit of uneasiness and uncertainty. So a lot of people were sitting tight in their current jobs to wait and see how things were going to play out and what was going to happen. So there was a bit less movement, particularly in the first 3 months of the year, I would say. But what we've seen within the recruitment market, particularly over the last couple of months, there's an awful lot more ease with people and there's a lot more movement now because of that.
Something we've heard a lot about over the last while is artificial intelligence, or ChatGPT and all of these, and about how they may potentially replace a lot of people's jobs. Is this something that's concerning people here in Kerry?
Well, what we've seen around the AI, so, I think there's been a lot of discussion. You mentioned ChatGPT. There's lots of discussion around AI, particularly over the last few months. And that's why we had the edition around that topic this year to see what people's views were. And Kerry was pretty much in line with the national average. It was 29% of people had concerns about would it impact or replace their jobs in the future. And look, I think that's to be expected when there's been so much conversation around the topic. And I think there's just a growing level of awareness around it in general. And I don't think it's a concern for right now because, half of people in Kerry believe that there's more jobs out there for them. A high percentage thought if they were to leave, they would get jobs within 3 months. So I don't think it's impacting people in the short term, but I think people are just keeping a very close eye on it for the future and how it develops.
Yeah, because I mean, we're hearing the whole time about how there's a huge shortage in people to fill software jobs, and you hear a lot about, kind of conversion courses and trying to get people to switch careers and move over to that kind of an area. Do you think we'll see more of that over the coming years as people maybe become more aware of how technology is kind of changing things and will continue to do that over the coming years?
I think so. I think, technologies, we've seen now it's kind of developing at a fast rate. Obviously, there's been a big surge in Ireland with an interest in technology and technology companies emerging over the past few years. So it's not a new trend, but I think as this is developing, more opportunities will come up. And I think people, that are moving into those careers are keeping a very close eye on that.
Okay, so interesting findings there. And the Kerry ones, they were pretty much in line with the rest of the country, were they?
Yeah, they were. What we had seen is they were pretty much in line with the national average. And just going back to the AI topic for a moment, what we had seen, we actually broke it down regionally to see where that concern sat. And, Monaghan, Leitrim, Sligo, they seem to be the most concerned. Kerry was in line with the national average.
Okay. Just before we finish up, remind us, FRS Recruitment, do you have an office here in Kerry in Castle Island?
We do indeed. And my advice would be to anyone that is either looking into technology or just thinking of moving jobs in general, we'd have sector-specific consultants right across the country and in the Kerry area. So if they can reach out to us on frsrecruitment.com and we'll be able to give them all the advice that they need.
Okay, Lynn, look, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Mary.